German entrepreneurs rolling out Harley hearses, motorcycles that will take the deceased biker on one final run. He's expecting 1,000 bookings a year in Germany alone at $1,600 a ride. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
Love your Pandora bracelet.
Oh, thanks. He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Only the store with 5 times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores could bring you a Pandora collection like this.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared March 15th through the 18th and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. See store for details.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly. So all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-cup servings for Keurig single-serve brewers.
The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you very much for joining us today. And we're very happy to say that now you can hear us on FM. That's right, 96.1 FM radio.
So this big sign
radio
over here,
audio.
This big sign over here needs to have 96.1 FM.
Well, that all happens in time.
In time.
But now we are.
Did you find what you're looking for?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I did. I found it. I know I'm going
rustling around like a pack rat over there.
You know, one thing they're not talking about on the news is that the Thai billionaire who created Red Bull died at the age of 80.
Did he really?
Chalio Yuvidaya.
What the heck is Red Bull?
Self-made millionaire. Energy drink.
Is it Coke? With more caffeine?
No. I don't. You know, it's different flavors with caffeine.
Okay.
And different things. Lots of different things in there. But he actually co-founded the globally popular Red Bull brand. Really, he was one of the ones who introduced the world to energy drinks. He died. He was 80 years old.
Was he really 80 or did he just look 80?
I don't think he looked 80. I think he had lots of energy.
You know, if you're drinking Red Bull, you're living twice as fast. He might have been 40.
He could have lived to be 160. Think of that. All right, well, let's get to our segment on politics. JP's favorite. And, of course, I want to remind you, you can hear JP's moment of common sense. Well, you can hear it, too.
Yeah, you can.
You reproduce it on your website at jpattitude.com. And still, I love your website. Lots of good action on there. And you're getting lots of hits, aren't you?
Yeah, I had one blow up this week.
You did tell us about it. What was it about?
It was about, it kind of goes with my JP's moment of common sense. Stuff that people think they know. And one of those is that Obama is some kind of great orator. And I wrote a column comparing him to other people who really were great orators and how badly he fares in that comparison.
Orator, in case you don't know, is a speaker.
He reads from his teleprompter well, but the words that are being written for him are not that great. They're at an eighth grade level, which people have shown. And he doesn't say anything that's really important. He's not necessarily very honest in his speeches. He is not a good orator. That's why he didn't debate McCain last year.
Maybe it's the tone of his voice, because there is something about him that's commanding. Leave out the Oz.
Yes.
He says way too many Oz.
I know that drives
me absolutely out of my ever-loving mind.
I mentioned that in that when he was sitting there with Benjamin Netanyahu, and he spoke for less than 5 minutes and said 96 times.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an every 3 seconds.
Now, he must know it. Michelle, of all people, is saying, hey, honey, cut the Oz out.
Got something to say.
Stop thinking. Stop thinking with your mouth.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But there is something very commanding about his voice. So maybe that's why people call him a good auditor.
Maybe.
All right, let's get to Mitt Romney.
He won.
Yeah, he did.
Everybody keeps talking about how Santorum and took those two states. And yet, as usual, Romney ended up with more delegates Tuesday than Santorum.
And he will. And I'll tell you something. Gosh, how can one person change your mind so much? But this is how a person with knowledge and conviction can change one person's mind, Jay Davis, in a half-hour interview. and that's Chuck Bluth.
Okay, what?
I was listening to Chuck Bluth talk about Romney, and now, go Romney, go.
Oh, really?
I swear.
What did he say that convinced
you? He just talked about his business ethics, what he knows about handling people, what he knows about pulling things out and making them work, and how he goes about it, and he doesn't give up, and a good person he is. And then I went and did some investigation on him, and Mitt Romney shut down his firm to search for a friend's missing daughter. They actually shut down the firm. His Robert Gay, one of his workers, a fellow executive at Bain Capital, his 14-year-old daughter, Melissa, she'd gone missing. She'd taken a trip to New York City, and him and his wife, Lynette is Gay's wife, had contacted the police and were desperately trying to track her down. They didn't know what had happened to her and where she was supposed to be. She wasn't. And she might have been lost in an underworld rave party scene because okay. She'd gone to a party. She attended a party on Randall's Island, which is the city's East River. Rave parties, of course, you know, are typically all-night affairs, and everybody takes ecstasy all night. So he feared that his daughter might be unable to contact home. He hadn't heard from her, and they were worried sick. So Romney stepped up and committed Bain's resources to help them search. He set up a command center at the airport.
Huh.
Searched, ultimately, after searching, they finally found her at a home in New Jersey where she was found safe. And soon she was back with her family. But he shut the whole thing. He shut the whole company down for the day to go help him find his daughter. Just took control. Closed Bain Capital.
And that just warmed the cockles of your heart.
That just warmed the cockles of my heart. And I said, okay.
I think he is a good guy. And
I don't know. He enlisted volunteers from the financial firm of Goldman Sachs, which we talked about during the break and we'll talk about here again, Morgan Stanley and Price Waterhouse, to widen the search. And they all helped him.
Cool.
I know.
That is cool.
But yeah, Chuck Blythe, just an amazing man. I never heard of him, to be honest with you. And he's not a politician.
Did he interview
him? He's a businessman.
Did he just talk about him?
He knows about him. He's a very wealthy man here in the state of Nevada. And he's actually got a program. I'm going to have him on my show. He has a program for people to buy homes again. This is the best time ever to buy homes. And he started this whole company. He's loaning people. His company is loaning people money, 8% interest. But he also helps them clean up their credit first. Helps them get into a home, gives them time to get back on their feet before they pay this back, and helps them get on the budget to do it. And he's building homes.
Right.
And he's building homes for veterans to help them get in because he believes that we should be taking care of our military. Just an amazing man. It was actually an hour-long interview, and I was just amazed.
All right.
So
well, cool.
he said all good things about Romney. And so, hey.
You and I are on the same page now.
Putting
Romney's
a tick,
the
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. We've gone from page to page. We started out with Kane, and we moved right up the hackles to Romney.
It still hurts my heart to think that Kane is out.
And he was a Kane. He was in favor of Kane.
Was he? Good.
Yes, he was. And when
so
I spoke to him,
like
and I said,
me.
Why did he? And he said he got out of the race for his family because he's a family man. He didn't want to put him through all that.
Yeah.
And I said, you sure that wasn't an excuse? They was afraid they were going to find something. He said, no, it was not.
It was not.
He decided it just wasn't worth it.
And I just feel of the four men left, Paul, Santorum, and Gingrich are all people who have been making their career in Washington, D.C. So if you want an outsider, you've only got Romney to choose from.
It's true. And a businessman at
that. They live in Virginia. They make their money in Virginia. They're Washington insiders, no matter how they try to paint themselves.
Well, I didn't think actually we needed a businessman in there because there are people in the government that know how to do business.
Sure there are.
And I felt like we needed somebody who could handle people. And then Bluth sort of
convinced you.
Said, yeah, he can handle business people. He can handle getting things going. He can handle seeing them through and all the way to the end. And so he just convinced me. So we're going to have him on.
All right.
And then you can take him apart, JP.
I won't take him apart.
Take him apart.
Sounds like I'm going to agree with him.
I think you will. The Senate on Wednesday gave final approval to the two-year, $109 billion blueprint for transportation.
All right.
It gives states greater spending flexibility, sets standards for mass transit, not to mention they're going to set down rules and regulations which aren't in place for transit.
Amazing.
At this time. It was a bipartisan bill. It was approved 17 days before current transportation funding and authority to collect the federal gas tax that supports it, and that's due to expire. After efforts to move a House transportation bill stalled last week, the Senate bill holds only chance that legislation reaches the White House before the deadline.
Well, thank God.
March 31st.
They got this thing passed before that federal gas tax expired.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
Because I would hate to go into this and pay less at the pump. So isn't it good that they got this passed?
Oh, my God. I paid $4.19 a gallon today.
Yeah. How much
I'm getting
of that
out
is
the bicycle.
Federal gas tax?
Wow. Well, I know it. And how can we be sure that's even happening?
How can we be sure?
It was coming out of our pocketbook, but yeah. We don't know. I mean, what is it, $100 a barrel now, $108?
Yeah. Well, how do we know it's not being wasted on something like high-speed trains between Vegas and Los Angeles?
It was great. I figure that we have federal safety standards for planes, trains, automobiles, and we need them actually for the transit system as well. So that's going to happen, I think. $109 billion Senate bill. They say bridges a funding gap by raising almost $10 billion with several moves that critics have denounced as gimmicks. Oh, great.
Great.
One would transfer $3.7 billion from a trust fund established to pay for damage caused by leaking underground storage tanks. What are they storing?
Oh, when I was in real estate, that was a big issue.
Yeah.
Like, you can't buy an old, like, it used to be a gas station on a corner. You can't buy that lot and do something with it because you're taking on the... Whatever's leaked into the ground.
Well, it does. Leaches, oil. I mean, they didn't used to haul it off somewhere.
Yeah, the tanks weren't that good back in the old days. They eventually leaked.
Rusted out and leaked. Pretty scary. Here's something really interesting in politics. A fourth grader determined to kill a bill proposed by Governor Jerry Brown to reduce shelter time for animals.
Oh.
This fourth grader is taking it on as a way to cut California's spending. Governor Brown proposed a bill to repeal a law that requires animal shelters to wait 6 days before they euthanize a stray animal.
That's shorter than what it was?
Well, he's saying he was going to make it shorter. Yeah, he was going to propose it in 4 days rather than six. The new law would cut the days, to three.
Three?
3 days.
Cripes, you got to give people time to get there.
Well, yeah, you've got to check all, especially in California where, down there in Los Angeles and stuff. I mean, it'd take you 4 days to 3 days to cover 10
right.
blocks.
Yeah, I've looked for lost dogs.
Yeah,
before.
It takes forever.
It can take
down
days.
There. And they have a lot of different humane societies and animal shelters, so you have to check them all.
Right.
All right, here he comes.
You know what they call the 405, don't you, down there?
What?
4 or 5 miles an hour.
Of course.
Take you
405 hours to get the length of it.
Take you 3 days just to get to the animal shelter.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to say, I lived in Thousand Oaks, and I worked in Anaheim, and it took me 3 hours. 3 hours to get to work. Crazy stuff.
My dog Jack went missing once, and they brought him back with caffeine poisoning. The vet figured he got into garbage and chewed some caffeine.
Coffee grounds, yeah.
And
wow.
He came back blind.
Yeah, you were telling me that story.
It was just temporary, but when this guy pulls up in a pickup and I'm sitting in my front yard thinking, where haven't I looked for that stupid dog? And the guy goes and lifts my dog out of the back and carries him to the front yard. And
he says, is this your blind dog? And he says, no, my dog's
not blind.
Jack's
wandering towards my voice and goes right by me and bonks into the house. I said, Jack.
Oh, my gosh.
But it went away after a day or two, so.
Caffeine. Hey, let that be known.
The vet was just guessing, but she says she'll bet he went into somebody's garbage and ate coffee grounds. And
so
dogs can't handle caffeine. It makes their blood vessels bleed.
And but then, how long was he blind?
Till the next day. I mean, the next day he
goodness.
Could see. I was scared.
Glad to see you.
He ran 45 miles an hour. If he was blind, that would have been dangerous.
He would have never made it. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so back to this law Jerry Brown's trying to pass. The young lady, Hannah Conway, said that if the law is overturned, it would put thousands of pets to death before their owners can retrieve them from the pound. She said, I'm very disappointed with Mr. Brown.
Yeah,
that's what she said, the fourth
days.
Grader. Instead of complaining, she's 9-year-old, started a campaign called Animals Don't Have Voices, But Kids Do. And she started at her own school, Calvary Christian in Vista, expanded to the community. She collected hundreds of signatures from people wanting to save those pets.
I was going to see if that was an acronym, but it's not.
Conway's teacher said that she's always been very determined, and the signatures and her going after them was no surprise for her teachers. Hannah always comes in with many opinions on various issues. She's always been an outspoken little girl, said her teacher, Debbie Peterson. The state's finance office will honor Hannah's campaign, but said her mission isn't the only item in the budget that could be slashed. The governor has 12 other options that he has to cut, and they're only cutting the funding to the shelters. So it's up to them to determine how long they want to keep an animal alive. Thank you. State Assemblyman Martin Garrick sent Conway a letter letting her know she has his vote. So that's how a little 9-year-old can make a difference.
Well, 3 days, that does seem too short.
That's way too short, especially in Los Angeles. Oh my God, come on. Geez, I look for my dog for years. When we come back, our guest should be here in the next few minutes, Gwen Jensen, and we'll talk to her about the Blue Mothers.
Okay.
Wow, I'm looking forward to it. Don't forget, you're on 96.1 and 1270 AM. It's The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Admit it, you have a ton of product under your sink for brown spots or wrinkles or eye cream. You've spent money and it hasn't worked for you. It's time to find something with medical proof behind it. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of Renew MD Medical Spa, and we have the most advanced laser systems and medical-grade skincare products in the Reno area. Now you can get rid of sunspots and smooth wrinkles. We offer complimentary consultations to digitally analyze your skin and give you the best options with proven results for unwanted hair, veins, sunspots, wrinkles, and more. With board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. James Murphy, you can be confident you're with the best cosmetic nurses and medical staff to have result-driven treatments. And we're open on Saturdays for Botox. Take advantage of our specials this month. We're offering discounted laser hair removal. Save $275 on Juvederm. So call us today for a free consultation. 852-4500. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
It's Truck Month, all this month at Don Weir's Reno Dodge. With over 400 Ram trucks to choose from. Just go to RenoDodge.com, pick a Ram, and we'll give you the best price on the planet. Save up to 10 grand or more off normal dealer retail. Forget MSRP, forget dealer markup. With the largest new truck inventory in Northern Nevada, we can easily save you a good 12 grand on some models. Only during Truck Month at Reno Dodge.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing, OAC, taxes, dock fees not included. Over 400 new Ram trucks in stock, in transit or in system. Price savings are off normal dealer retail.
Statins like Lipitor are the most widely prescribed drugs in the world, and more than 20 million Americans take them every day. So what does this have to do with your daily exercise routine? Find out at thenewhealthyreno.com. Thenewhealthyreno.com. It can help you stay healthy, be fit, and live happy. You can read up on common health issues. You can check out the profiles of local doctors, and you can find a provider for yourself, too. It's all at thenewhealthyreno.com.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Welcome back to Broadview. We're very happy to be on FM now at 96.1 as well as 1270 AM on your radio dial.